Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. I have a question for all of you this morning. What do high school reunions, the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, and today's gospel have in common? The answer is forthcoming. First, high school reunions. I've been to several of my high school reunions since I graduated from Bishop Montgomery High School in Torrance many, many, many years ago. Whenever I went to a reunion, it amazed me that I did not recognize some classmates, even though I had rubbed shoulders with them day after day for 4 years. Some had lost the hair on their heads. Some had a new hair color altogether. Some had added to their weight, and some who had been pleasantly plump were now thin and toned. Some who had been quiet had a new air of confidence. The passing of time had definitely impacted us all. They were the same, but different. Jesus was the same, but different after he rose from the dead. There was only the passing of 3 days when Jesus appeared among his disciples. How come they did not recognize him? I could see how the passing of years affected the characteristics of friends at my high school reunion. But meeting Jesus after 3 days and not believing who they were seeing right in front of them, that is an important theological question, a part of the mystery of the resurrection. As we heard last Sunday in the verses previous to today's gospel, on the morning of the resurrection, Mary Magdalene went through quite a process and set of emotions as she questioned a gardener, not recognizing the person right in front of her, until she finally could hear and see that it was Jesus himself. On that same night, huddled behind locked doors, the disciples were in a state of fear, not believing the words of Mary Magdalene, "I have seen the Lord." Her confidence and faith just could not penetrate the fear as they closed themselves off. But Jesus stepped into their room of fears. And so it is with us. We can close ourselves off, step back, and disengage. Or we can demand tangible proof, like Thomas. No matter what way we may choose to hide from God, to cut ourselves off from God, the presence of God is and always will be available. God comes to us over and over again, as Jesus did with the scared disciples, coming into that locked room twice. So today's story is about God coming to us wherever we are. This gospel is about Jesus not letting dead bolts block the movement of love. When doubt does cloud us, when doubt clouds our hope, we can be confident that Jesus will find us, will come to us, wherever and however we are. God seeks us and is able to penetrate whatever walls we have put up, whether it is walls of hardship or doubt or despair, walls of justification, pride, or self-importance. God can break through walls of isolation when thinking we do not need God. God comes even in a moment when grace seems like a far-fetched idea based on a ghost story. God comes in the comfort of a phone call or supportive email or text. God comes when we take the time to sit with others who are troubled or sick. God comes when we mentor someone who needs encouragement. God comes when we finally let down our assumptions and projections and speak honestly of our doubts and fears. God comes on this Sunday morning when we allow ourselves to receive the presence of grace, no matter what it is that occupies our waking thoughts. Distractions can limit the gift of opportunity and grace. I was distracted, nervous, self-absorbed, and curious when I went to my first high school reunion. How was I different? Had I become more the person I was meant to be? How did I compare with others? Would I find it uncomfortable that I was still not married like my friends were? What I brought into those evenings was a certain focus on myself that limited the experience for what it was, enjoying reconnecting and being graced by my encounter with friends from the past. So was that part of the problem for the disciples? Their expectations and doubts, their fears and insecurities, were they so strong? Were they so self-oriented? The temptation for the disciples and for us is to stay behind closed doors. But in this passage, what becomes clear is that the peace Jesus announces is not one that allows disciples to remain behind locked doors. When Jesus breathed his peace on them, he was recreating them. Jesus changed their status when he said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." That is what happens at baptism. Our status changes. As we are sanctified by God's grace, we become a sanctifying influence in the world around us, or not. We are not meant to be a closed-door church of people, but out there, engaged with family, friends, community, and the world. Thomas was out there, somewhere that night, not locked up with his fears. On the night the Titanic sank 100 years ago yesterday, some musicians chose to stay on the deck, to stay out there. Survivors can attest that the band played until the very end. Why? I believe it was because they chose to fully live their vocations as musicians until their last breath, to use what God had given them for God's people, to literally be instruments of peace. As Dr. Ray Irwin's music notes describe at the end of today's bulletin, scholars speculate about that final hymn and believe it was probably "Nearer, My God, to Thee." So the answer to the question, what do high school reunions, the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, and today's gospel have in common? I believe the answer has to do with grace. that wherever we are, God comes to us with grace, to meet us, to strengthen us, to guide us, even if we are out there, far out, on the edge of faith, even if we have forgotten how to believe. God seeks us out to transform and to send us behind our locked doors to help unlock the doors of others. When Thomas finally was face to face with Jesus, Jesus offered himself to Thomas and offers himself to us with no questions asked, without judgment or scolding. Thomas received dignity in that encounter. Thank God he came back to receive it. So the choice is left to us. God does not force grace on us. God is in the midst of all our life events, no matter how insignificant or monumental, tiresome or frustrating they may feel to us. In fact, so fearful we may be that we lock ourselves up, close ourselves off from God and others. But like the disciples, we can be transformed into apostles, from those who follow to those who are sent. So let us let go of fear and control and open ourselves to the touch of God's love. Let us pray to see the presence of God in front of us and all around us. Through the peace of Christ, play your life, your music in a world so all may know that God is near. Amen.